Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
And today our guest is Roselle Jacoby, Independent Living Director. And welcome, Roselle. Always great to talk with you.
Thanks, Jim.
And today we get to have a conversation about touring at Felician Village and the gardens at Felician Village. So where do we start?
Well, I think it's important to start that the gardens is an independent living option on the Felician Village campus. Garden residents are independent people. We have no care, no medical. We're just independent residents who desire to stay active and have opportunities for socializing. Garden residents, they're ready to let go of their responsibilities of owning their own homes, and they're really looking for more stress-free retirement lifestyle.
It's kind of like having your own apartment, and that's it, right?
That is it.
Wow. Now, as an independent living director, I'd imagine you meet a lot of interested residents and families. They have a bunch of questions. And what are some of those questions they might ask when they're taking a tour of an independent living facility?
Well, just so everybody knows that whoever has given you a tour likes questions. And the reason that we like to have the residents prepared or their families prepared to ask the questions is because it helps us understand really what their needs are and what's important to them. Because we could talk and talk and talk forever, but with questions we can kind of streamline it and talk about the things that are important to you. So some of the things that I would be asking when I was looking is what types of accommodations are available. You know, if what they're looking for isn't available, is there a waiting list? And how do they get on the waiting list? What's all involved with that waiting list? Another one would be amenities. What amenities are really offered? So ask those questions so that you really get to know, hey, are those amenities important to me or are they not? What types of activities are offered? What determines what types of activities are offered? You know, do the residents drive that? Do they get to request activities? And then is transportation available? That's really a big one. A lot of people want to know if transportation is available. And then what are the security measures in place? How secure is the environment where I'm looking to live? And another one might be, what is the process for transferring to a higher level of care? And that comes because Felician Village is that life plan campus where we have independent, we have assisted living, and then we have our skilled nursing. So what does that transition process really look like from a resident standpoint?
Those are all great points that you make there. So what is the one thing? I mean, narrow it down to one thing that people want to know if they're thinking about moving to Felician Village.
Well, I think they have to know that everyone that has moved here has gone through the move. Is it easy to make that choice? Is that move easy? No. I think we all have to understand that move is a hard move because you're leaving what you know for something unknown. But I can tell you that I've personally gone through some of this discussions and decisions with my own mom, who is now 91 years old. Mm-hmm. And I can also share that firsthand that in making that move at an earlier age is best for adjusting to a new lifestyle, and it's best to getting to make your own choices. If we wait for something to happen and then we're in a crisis and have to make that decision, that's not necessarily your own choices then. Then you're kind of being pushed. So the best piece of advice is to be proactive and tour now. Don't wait for a crisis. Gather all the information you can before you're ready to make a move. We are just finalizing our summer calendar of events for our residents, and it's going to be a fun summer at the gardens. So listen to the radio, watch for advertising. We have our bistro concert series planned. We have our car show in partnership with Shoreline Credit Union planned. A lot of fun outdoor activities, including our happy hours and other events. Mm-hmm. And lastly, I'm going to give you a little hint. We are, a little secret maybe, we are working with a partnership with a local business providing additional wellness options to our residents at the gardens. And they'll hear more about that next month.
So, Roselle, how can we contact you to get more information about the gardens?
Well, they can call me directly at 920-684-7171, extension 409, or they can go to the Felician Village website at www.felicianvillage.org. My email address will pop up, and you can take a virtual tour and just contact me and ask me any questions that you might be thinking about today.
Sounds great, Roselle. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaVillage.org to learn more.